Over summer, you may have caught RN's new series, Talking Plants. It was presented by Director of the Melbourne Royal Botanic Gardens, Tim Entwistle. We've press-ganged Tim into joining the Blueprint for Living team, and he's taken to the streets. He's even engaged in some low-level crime this week, all in the interests of delving into the world of street fruit.
I'm Tim Entwistle, in the garden for RN. We're on quite a busy road here, but I thought I'd have to do this at night. But it's the middle of the day, it's broad sunlight, quite a warm day. We're picking fruit in a Melbourne road. My accomplice lives nearby.
Hi, I'm Annie Racer-Rowland. I'm a horticulturalist and I teach and write about horticulture, and I've got a particular interest in unusual ways of feeding myself.
Well, let's go and see how you do feed yourself. We walk up the street here and get away from this rather noisy road. We're going to find some fruit, I gather.
We're going to find some fruit, but we'll also find herbs and maybe more unusual fruit that people don't always think of as being something to help bulk up your table. In fact, we didn't even have to take a single step. We're just at my next door neighbours, and you can see that they've got a huge hedge of rosemary sticking out of their fence.
Now, in this case, of course, it's a neighbour who's quite happy for you to pick. And we'll come back to that later as to who allows you to pick and who might have less interest in you doing that. But let's just grab a bit for the bag now.
In it goes.
Okay, let's head further along down the street now.
This is a pretty typical kind of Brunswick street. Because of the old Greek and Italian legacy, there are oodles of fruit trees in backyards everywhere, and because of all the old bluestone alleyways, and lots of them overhang the alleyways too. We're just coming past a loquat tree that, despite the fact that this house has three kids, it fruits so heavily that the kids can't get through it. And I know the owners of the house, and I've said, hey, do you mind if I pick some? And they're beautiful, huge golf ball sized loquats.
I suppose one thing you're doing too is if someone has too much fruit, you're stopping that just fall to the ground and essentially be wasted or be a mess.
Sort of doing a public service by picking up stuff that's fallen, because otherwise it gets mushy and turns into big skid marks on the sidewalk. This feijoa is, obviously it won't be ripe till autumn, but it has feijoas the size of hand grenades. They are absolutely amazing.
I love feijoas, but there aren't that many around. Is this unusual or have they grown a bit?
No, they're actually getting a lot more popular, yeah. I think that they're one of those fruits that people didn't really know how to eat until recently. But that's one of the beauties of picking street fruit, is that you start to value the fruit that often aren't appreciated, like feijoas, persimmons are another one. Pomegranates frequently get ignored. Right. Walnuts, and making your own pick of walnuts is a really great treat.
Now, I have to stop here for a minute because this is a fig, and, of course, I imagine this would be very popular.
The birds do get them, so you're definitely sharing with birds, but because they've got a really obvious foliage, they're a good one for people to look out for that don't have a lot of confidence.
I love the idea that you're actually picking up information about the plants and doing a little bit of botany along the way, so you get to know your plants and how they work, and I think that's also a great education for people at the same time as eating the fruit.
Absolutely. Like, lots of people don't realise that figs will have two crops, and yet as soon as you start gleaning figs, you go, oh, there's all these small little green hard ones, why aren't they ripening up? But there's some really big fat ones, and so you just become aware of the cycles of things like that. So we're still in the same alleyway here, which gives you an idea of how much you can get in a small area. We've just passed our berries, our figs and our apples. Here we've got passion fruit hanging over. There's an apricot right behind you, which drops a lot into the alleyway before. Unfortunately, they're bruised by the time they drop, but you give them a good wash off and stew them up and they're absolutely delicious.
And even grapes crawling over here as well.
Yeah, and they'll be ripe in a while too.
Now, one thing that intrigues me and slightly worries me, I have to say, is the legalities of doing this. I saw some opinions from my son Jerome, who's a lawyer. It was fascinating, but it was all about the Romans. So in Roman law in about 450 BC, the tree owner had the right to enter anyone's property to get his fruit. So whether it was hanging on the tree or it fell off, you could trespass effectively and get your fruit. So he owned it or she owned it. The French, though, divided the spoils between the owner and the neighbour, but that's now changed so that fallen fruit goes to the neighbour, but attached fruit stays with the owner. So it's all very complex and very confusing, as typically when you get legal
Indeed.
Opinion. But how does it work in Australia?
Well, I actually looked into this once because even though I've never had a problem, I was curious. And I had to ring about 5 different legal advisory services because none of them knew and they all said they'd never had a complaint. But finally I got to the bottom of it. The common myth is that anything that's overhanging is legal to take. Turns out that's not true. It still belongs to the owner of the tree. They said, that's the bottom line, but we have not once in any of our experience had a complaint about it. So it's basically, I think, a case of using your common sense. If it looks like someone's picking their whole tree and that they're really using that and they're bottling it and it's part of their food supply, don't pick it. If it's overhanging and there's more than anyone could use and it's dangling over the pavement and you can see it's been ignored, take a couple, leave some for someone else. No one's going to be upset. If you see a tree that's in someone's garden and there's none overhanging, it's completely worth knocking on the door and saying, hey, do you mind if I pick some of that? I'll bring you back a few bottles of it or the cake I make with it. Because people often can't be bothered and they'll be delighted that it went to use.
What would be your favourite thing that you collect around this area that you wait for eagerly every month, waiting for it to come into fruit?
Probably the figs, actually. There's something about walking along a hot, late summer pavement and just ripping into a fig that's so heavy and drooping on the tree and it's about to split. And you might have to pick 3 or 4 and go, oh, that one wasn't quite perfect. And then you get that one that's just an explosion of nectar and you're like, yes, that's summer.
Could we just go back to that fig tree again that we just passed, please?
Sure.
Hold on to your fajoas. That's Tim Entwistle walking the streets. If you're keen to partake of feral fruit, there are some maps available online that'll give you some tips on where to start, particularly in Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney. Go to our website for links and information. You're listening to Blueprint for Living on RN. I'm Michael Williams.